Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking about level two responsibility, which still is low. It's a low spot to be. And the level two is just called surviving. When you're a survivor, have you ever been around someone who's constantly telling their stories of woe? The stories of how all these things happened to them and that they survived. There's some hope there, but it's still not a powerful energy. It's one where they're still a victim to their story. So how can you get out of that? Years ago, I was telling a story because it was real. These stories are true. I was telling a story over and over and over that every time I told it, it felt terrible. I went to a training, a coaching training, and the coach there was talking to a large room of people about stories and how you can stop telling any story that doesn't feel good to you because you're perpetuating it. And I thought about my own story. I had to tell it in infinite detail. I almost couldn't breathe between details. And if someone stopped me, I almost felt like I needed to start it again so they get the whole thing. If you are surviving, and that is the level of responsibility that you're in right now, level two, here are some ways to elevate yourself to the next level, whether you are normally in this space or whether you just have dipped down for a moment and you realize that you're telling a story and you're in survival. You are a survivor. The first thing you can do is just identify your values. Take time to reflect on what's really important to you and what gives your life meaning. Another thing is to just set goals or refresh yourself about the goals you already set based on your values. What are the measurable goals that align with your vision for life? So we're looking into the future for support in getting us out of survivor mode. Focus on your growth. Make a commitment to ongoing growth and development, a class, a project you're working on. This could include like a new skill, learning to play an instrument, you know, whatever it is. Do something new so you can grow. And then take action. Take your next intentional step towards your goal or your vision. Also, something that's very helpful when you're in survivor mode is to embrace uncertainty. Just realize that growth is full of uncertainty and discomfort. We talk about this all the time in our community. But that's often where the most opportunity is and the most growth happens. And again, practice self-care. Be loving with yourself. Take time for yourself. You know, go to the spa, go get your nails done, go to a ball game, watch some basketball on TV, do something that you enjoy. And then just like with level one leadership, it's support around you that can really pop you forward. So surround yourself with positive people, not people who want to listen to your story and add to it, and then tell their own story of doom and gloom. Who you hang around with is very important. Who you spend time with and what you talk about is very important. So just remember that it's really powerful to be up in standing in your responsibility. And being a survivor is just treading water. It's not the place that you get to stay. What can you do today that can support you when you get in survivor mode and start telling your stories? Which one of these seven different strategies could you engage with to lift yourself up? Have a beautiful day.